Hello. Welcome to Mindset Shifts with Debbie. I am your host, Debbie McKeever, and this is episode 25. In this episode, I wanted to talk about divine movement. And I want to talk about it in a sense of getting what we want. Oftentimes when we put our intentions out to God or to the universe, or whatever it is that we believe, when we put our intentions out there into the atmosphere, we're looking for movement. And basically what that does is that it causes resistance unknowingly because we are using our five senses to determine if, you know, there's any movement. We're literally looking for a sign from God or from the universe. And basically what it is that it indicates that there is a lack of trust. You really don't believe what you've prayed about or what you've asked for. And that's why you're looking for some type of movement, you know, with your five senses. And I want to use as an example, placing an order. So whenever you're believing for something, or when you've prayed for something, or you set your intentions, think about it like you're placing an order. Like if you go online to, you know, Macy's or Amazon, or if you go to a restaurant or go to a drive-thru and you place an order, then, you know, you pretty much have trust that your order is going to be prepared. But the thing is that you have to treat your order that you put out there to God or to the universe, you have to treat it the same way that you would treat an order with Macy's or with Amazon or with a restaurant or a fast food joint. And one is being specific. You have to be specific, and you have to be, you know, there has to be clarity. If there's no clarity, then there's confusion. If you go to the drive-thru and you just say that you want food, then they're not really going to know what you want. If you go to a restaurant, a fine dining restaurant, and say that you're there for brunch, and, you know, you just say that you want eggs, and their standard way of cooking the eggs might be sunny side up. And if you're anything like me, you like your food done. Like, I don't do raw food. I don't do half raw food. I want my food done. And so if you just say that you want eggs and you don't specify, or, you know, if you order a steak and you don't specify how you want the steak, and it's usually medium rare and you wanted it well done, well, then you're going to get it medium rare because you didn't specify. You weren't clear. You have to be specific. And I'll use an even better example. If you go online to Macy's and you're ordering a pair of shoes, or online with Nike or whoever, and you're ordering those shoes and you just pick the shoes, then it's not going to let you move forward until you pick the size and the color and the quantity. So in other words, what they're asking you to do is to be specific. Like, you can't just, you know, pick a pair of shoes and they're five different colors, and you haven't told them if you want the red, black, or white, and you haven't told them if you need a size 8 or 12 or whatever it is that you need, you know, they're not going to know what to send you. So you have to be specific. If you're vague, you know, it'll be just like it is in the restaurant. You know, if you're just vague and you just say, you know, you want a steak and you don't tell them how you want them to cook it, then they're going to bring it out the standard way. Or if you go to a drive-thru and just ask for food, then they're not going to know what to fix you. You know, they need to know exactly what it is that you want. Just saying that you want a burger, you know, is not specific enough. that's still vague. And so you still have to place your order with clarity. So when you're putting your intentions out into the universe, or when you're, you know, praying, or, you know, again, whatever it is, whatever your beliefs are, when you're making your affirmations, you have to be clear. And a lot of times that's why we're not getting what we want, is because we're being vague, or we're just kind of getting like half baked results. Like you might just, if you need money, you might just say you need money. And then the next day you might find a dollar on the ground. Well, if you really needed, say, $500 to get some bills paid, then you need to be specific. You know, you need to set your intentions and make your affirmations to the point that you need a specific amount of money, not just that you need money, because technically if you find a penny on the ground, then that's money. So it's, you know, your subconscious is responding to your request in a vague way, because remember that your subconscious is, you know, carrying all these things out. And again, if you haven't heard me say it before, you know, my belief is that what's scientifically known as the subconscious is, you know, the Most High or God, you know, within us, because your subconscious is what's carrying everything out. And so you have to be intentional, you know, with your thoughts and with your words, not only intentional, but clear and very specific. And also there has to be trust. Like you can't always be looking for movement. Movement is divine. So movement is going on behind the scenes. You can't necessarily see what's going on with your five senses. You're not necessarily going to be able to see, hear, smell, or taste what's going on at the time of the order. And so a lot of times, especially with our eyesight, with our physical eyes, we're looking for signs. But when we place an order with Macy's or with Amazon, you know, we trust that it's going to be delivered, specifically people that order from Amazon Prime, because they have the 2-day delivery. And so you just know that you know that you're going to receive that package in 2 days, and you're not really looking for movement. Like most of the time, you're not even checking the tracking updates, especially if you're, you know, if you've been with them for a while and you've been getting your packages pretty regularly, then you're not even looking for the movement. Like the only time that you bother to check is if, you know, they were supposed to deliver it by, you know, say 7 o'clock that day and you didn't get it. Then all of a sudden you're running to your app or to your laptop or whatever. Then you're looking for it at that point that you don't receive it. But during that process, you're just trusting that there's movement in the warehouse and, you know, in the truck, or, you know, whatever the process is to get the package to you. You're trusting that. When you go to the restaurant, you're trusting that the order that you placed, that, you know, what's going on behind the scenes in the kitchen, you know, you're not going back there and watching the cook, you know, you're not watching the chef prepare your food. You're just trusting that he's preparing it, and he's preparing it, or she, you know, the way that you asked for it. And then you're waiting for it to come out. You know, so the question is, why then, you know, when we put, you know, we place an order with God or with the universe, that we feel like we have to look for movement? Why then do we need a sign? You know, why do we trust Macy's or Amazon or, you know, the fine restaurant, or, you know, the fast food restaurant? Why do we trust that more than we trust God or, you know, the universe? Why do we trust that more? You know, there's divine movement that's going on that you can't see, you know, or feel or hear or whatever. You know, you can't come into contact with that necessarily with your physical senses. So when you're putting your intentions out there, or you're making your prayer request to God, you know, asking for a sign is really just a sign of distrust. Like you really don't trust that God is doing what you ask. And here it is that, you know, the creator is the source of all. You know, that's how you were created. That's how the world was created. You know, the earth and the universe and everything that's in it was created, you know, by that higher power. So why would you trust, you know, Amazon or Macy's or whoever more than you trust that source? So it's not that it's not movement, but it's just that it's going on behind the scenes, just like it's going on behind the scenes in the fast food joint. Because if you're at the drive-thru, you can't see what's going on in there. Again, if you're at the restaurant, you're not, you know, back there in the kitchen, you know, you're not going to drive or fly to the Amazon warehouse or to the Macy's warehouse. You're just going to trust that there is movement. So, you know, let's develop that same attitude when we put our intentions out there into the universe. Just trust that there is movement, and the movement is divine. There's always movement, even when we can't see it. And so you might not get it in, you know, 48 hours, or you might not get it as fast as you're getting fast food, but it's happening. And if you just relax and trust, then it'll happen just as fast, if not quicker. You know, there are cases that it can happen instantly if you just let go and trust. So just remember that, you know, when you're putting your intentions out there and you're in expectation for it, just think of it exactly like, you know, placing any kind of order, just knowing that there's movement in the divine warehouse and that the order will most definitely be delivered. So anyway, with that being said, I am going to wrap up this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and got something out of it. Thank you so much for listening, and make it a fantastic night.